We're in Yoshua, and we've been learning about the people of Givon who tricked Yoshua into a peace treaty, and we're up to what might be called the 10th chapter of Yoshua. And then the nations around, when they heard that Givon had come and made a peace treaty with the Jewish people, so they said that's going to weaken everyone. So they decided they're going to punish the people of Givon, they're going to attack them. So the king of Jerusalem, Adoni Tzedek, unites with the king of Hebron, Hoham, and the king of Yarmus, Piram, and the king of Lachish, Yafia, and the king of Eglon, Devir. And these kings, they unite, and all five of them advance towards Givon to destroy it, so that no one else makes peace with Yoshua. And Givon had been respected as a powerful city, so when the people of Givon had conceded, there were many people who thought that that's it. If they see no hope, what's left for us? So these five kings advanced on the city of Givon, and the people of Givon didn't think they could stand up alone against these five kings. They sent word to Yoshua, and they said, "Help us, we're under attack." God tells Yoshua, "Don't worry, none of them will stand up against you, you'll destroy them all." And Yoshua does a military tactic. He advances all night long, and they're not ready for him. As the day breaks, Yoshua attacks, and these five kings weren't ready for an attack from the other side. Like God had said, they destroy them, and they're on the run. And here we have, the Pasuk says, God sent huge stones from heaven down on the enemies. More people were killed by these stones of hail than the Jews managed to kill by sword. And this is referred to in the Mishnah. It seems in the time of the Mishnah, they still knew exactly where this location was, these big stones that came down from heaven. Because the Mishnah says, if a person comes across those stones, if he's hiking, he comes to that place, when he sees those stones, he makes a special bracha. Blessed is Hashem who made miracles for the Jewish people at this place. The Mishnah at the end of Masechet Brachot.
That's when you say, any place where you are, if you're in a place where miracles took place. Right?
When miracles took place that saved the majority of the Jewish people, we make a bracha of this nature. If a miracle happened to an individual, there's a different bracha that he makes and his children make. So, these miraculous stones, the pasuk describes them like hailstones, came down and did more of the job for us than we could do ourselves. And then Yoshua saw they were doing so well in one day, they wanted to finish the fight during that day. If the sun would set, he feared they'd be able to sneak back into their territories. So Yoshua called on the sun and the moon to stop moving. And the pasuk says, Yoshua sang the song in which he described how he called out to the sun in Givon and said, "Dom, be silent." We have on tradition that the sun is singing all day. When the sun begins its march in the morning, so, it's like a chasen coming out of his chuppah, he's dancing forward, singing his song, and if the sun stops singing, he cannot advance. So Yoshua told the sun, "You be quiet, you wait, I got work to do, I'm fighting God's war now." And told the moon to stand in its place. And the sun and the moon stayed still. The simple reading of the verse is that they stood still for a whole day. 24 hours they were given extension so they could finish fighting the war. Here we have to discuss, does the verse mean literally or not literally? But right now we're just covering ground. The simple understanding is the verse means literally. And Chazal tell us this was the miracle of Yoshua's time that made him famous like Moshe. That the whole world heard of Yoshua's fame, that the sun stopped. The pasuk says it never happened, never going to happen again. One-time thing in world history, that the sun stood. There was never a day like that again, where the sun stood still for 24 hours. The sun and the moon. So this is written here. Guys, you could open up 10th chapter, 14th pasuk. Read the verses. And Yoshua and the people capture the five kings. Yeah.
What is the Sefer HaYashar?
Oh. Yeah. Sefer HaYashar is the book of the Torah, and Sefer HaYashar is a reference to the book of Bereishis. Chazal say the book of Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar, the book of those that were straight, were honest, in a reference to the forefathers, that the forefathers were straight. So what do you think it means to be straight? I'll digress for 1 minute.
To be truthful?
So we think that to be truthful, there's one truth, right? Either you got it,
says,
or you don't.
Says, I'm going to be straight.
Right.
You know, obviously, they're not talking